Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comati here, the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival. And today I'm joined by two beautiful actors here with Rialto, the latest film by Peter Makey Burns. Mm-hmm. How's it going, guys?
Very well, thank you.
It's good to be here.
Let's start with something that could be interesting from an acting perspective. Rialto is kind of like, you know, was born on the stage, so from trade. Mm-hmm. Always Marco O'Halloran, the screenplay writer, of course. I just wonder the kind of preparation that you did for your characters. If, for example, you actually went to see the play, or you were, you know, steering clear from it because you didn't want to be too influenced, sure. And of course the work that you did together before.
I, for one, didn't read the play. I wanted to stay away from it for those reasons that you've just mentioned. I didn't want to be thrown off the scent in terms of what has existed already. And it was a beautiful thing as well, because I obviously didn't know the play before and chose not to read it, just so I had a blank canvas. And you give yourself as an actor more license, I think, to then create from scratch and be inventive and not be pushed down any sort of routes that have been paved before you. But yeah, I mean, Mark's a fantastic writer, and everything that you need as an actor is in what Mark does. He's got a very specific way of writing as well, I found. You know, the way that he'll structure the sentences in a way that, I guess, can be argued that is specific to certain parts of Ireland, but I think also he has his own special something that he'll add words in where they don't feel like they should be. For me, anyway, to an English ear. But I don't know if that's the same for...
I think, interestingly, it's set in Ireland, but it doesn't feel like it's specific to Ireland, and it feels like a European film, which is very exciting to have that kind of mashup of Irish culture and European a European approach, and to have you know, it's a British Irish co-production. There's British cast, Irish cast, and so it's a lovely thing for that to happen. I hadn't read the play. I wanted to read it, but Peter suggested not to, and I think he was right. As Tom said, you don't have any preconceived ideas about what you might do, or if there's any theatricality in the play that you don't want to transfer to the to the screen. But again, what Tom said about the dialogue, although very specific, sometimes you get dialogue that's very specific that can be restricting, but his writing is so nuanced and so multi-layered that you just kind of follow his... felt like you followed his path, and that, and you knew you'd find some gold.
It's amazing, actually. I think we all found with whoever had the luxury of being able to speak any of Mark's text, it was the way that Tom was saying, it was multi-layered and so textured, but also it had that beautiful thing where it also felt blank. It also felt like you could paint whatever picture you wanted on it, which is a contradiction, I think.
But
definitely felt that way.
Do you thrive usually when you have this sort of, like, you know, unlimited...
Oh, definitely. The more, for me anyway, personally, the more I feel I can play and experiment and sometimes improvise or not go in there with any kind of idea of how the scene is going to be, which is fantastic about working with Tom, who's such a beautifully talented actor that he'd throw curveballs at me all the time, and he probably didn't know he was doing it, but... or maybe he did.
On purpose.
Sadistic man.
Trying to mess him up.
That's where I thrive. I thrive in those moments where I have no idea what's happening, and this is brilliant.
And Tom, actually, talking about this idea that you said as well, this sort of universalism of the film itself. Of course, it's set in Ireland, but as you say, really, like, we breathe European cinema. It could be set anywhere.
Yes.
But it's sort of, we kind of set within you. So you're the real universe, and then everything around you is kind of like a ramification of yourself. And then we have this peak of relationship between you two when you're both of them on set. And I just, the way that you acted together then, it was, would you see yourself as a sort of an idea that without rehearsals, it would be even better? So like by going on during sets, you know, and on production, you would probably thrive by the idea of like not knowing what would happen?
Or well, maybe? I think when we... got together before, we didn't really rehearse. We spoke about scenes, but not too much in depth. We read scenes, but not with any necessary, not with any, no choices. And Peter was very at pains to think to just say let's not make any decisions now. Let's keep it open and see what happens on the day. And there were some glorious days where it was just, what was brilliant was Peter and the producers left room for our scenes to have whole days. So there was no rushing, and we could take our time, and there was no pre-planning, and so we were given that space to find things, which is what you crave as an actor, because you don't want to be rushed too much anyway.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Let's welcome again Tom Lynn Kearney and Tom Holler.
Thank you so much.
Here for Fred Film Radio, the festival in Saturday.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.